Good evening, Galesburg. Ryan Miller here from Minneapolis, Minnesota, judging color guard here at the Morton Invitational. Intriguing beginning here with our guard soloists, and then the rest of the guards will come up, make sure our feet are in time. And the approach, the technique of the lower body consistent as well. Really nice job here as we do the kind of across the floor feel. Yeah, I like the drama from the flag soloist. Now, if we can maybe back her up just a little bit so we can see everything that she's doing. Yeah, be really strong in that catch of the flag and then do the transition to a little bit functional, but I like how we're filling the field in the center. Yeah, just from a performance standpoint. Yeah, nice job as far as the accents there at the beginning of Verdi. Yeah, so we've got all these hits that we're doing pretty well with them, and make sure they're really strong by really squeezing the pole and pulling apart to make her really strong. It's interesting to go back to the beginning from our soloist and how she came back in the field, and we filled the center of the field. And then we kind of did this flip of the hair, like, you know, I'm not sure that that was as professional as it could have been. It happens, I get it, because we all have our hair down. Nice sculpting here, make sure it's consistent, especially with that back arm. Okay, so I'm not picking on the opening person, I'm just saying that there's that little detail that we got allowed to get away from us. And then we perform the heck out of what we had in that opening phrase. Yeah, good musicality from a choreographical written standpoint. Just make sure that we are also listening at how what we're doing with our arms and our hands matches the music so that we move together. Yeah. Watch the timing of the turn there. Yeah, nice job. Good, now make that jump bigger. Nice job with that, again, with the musicality and the choreographed moments, the staccato accents. I feel like there could have been a sequential maybe through that phrase there, but not a big deal. And these arm motions and reaching up and then forward, it's like hit and hit. Make sure that motion comes extends past the ends of the fingers. So it's big. Okay, so the size of the car when we're doing the upper portion versus the lower portion is relatively inconsistent from performer to performer, so there's some timing breakdown. Also the plane that we carve through, yeah, make sure we finish the phrase through those carves as well so that we move together without cheating the plane we go through. Yeah, there's a good level of energy here. Now, can I get that same energy from everyone? It's not coming across the same, like we've got some of us are kind of like looking down and up at us through the eyes. It's just a little bit more evil looking, if you will, from some individuals, but not from everybody. So we'll make sure that's consistent. But again, good energy. A little of the choreography seems to be a little bit repetitive, but it works for us because it works musically. But make sure it's strong and gets stronger every single time that we do it. Okay, so we all know this song. Yeah, nice with the choreography. Really, really play with the emotions of this here. As we push the arm out, this extension, like really push against a wall, exaggerate. So this is one of those moments. Oh yeah, we can actually breathe just a little bit. As we open that flag, so pull, maybe get a little bit slower. But as far as from an emotional standpoint, you gotta really make this effective. Ooh, watch the transition here, because as we're moving through, bringing the rest of the guard out and passing through, those that are spinning, it's a little bit awkward. Okay, so what I was trying to say before, from an emotional standpoint, this has the potential to be crazy emotional, but you gotta find something within yourself that relates to this and perform that as you spin through this phrase. Now it's technical. Is that last body sculpting moment there. Can we maybe turn the head so that we're looking at the audience through that? It feels like things are a little bit frantic. I don't know if we could pull the tempo back just a little bit to let it breathe, to really, really especially the towards here towards the end. I don't know how that's going to affect everybody, but it's very technical. It's very mechanical right now, so we got to get that emotion and know how the phrasing fits. There's some really nice things happening. The choreography is very readable. We're going to take it to that next level as far as the level of energy and the strength and the hits in the beginning of Verdi's Requiem. And then for Creep, it's like it needs to be much more flowing and emotional. So there's two very distinct, very opposite emotions that we're feeling through there, but we're not quite seeing it yet. So we're technically getting it. Now we've got to be more emotional with it to take it to that next level. A really strong start. I think it's probably, from what I recall, one of the stronger Color Guard beginnings and just the entire band in general that I recall. So really good job. Congratulations on that. And all your hard work is paying off. Now keep doing what you're doing, but make sure that there's a variety that we see both dynamically, visually, and also through the emotion, and push that through. Enjoyed your performance. Looking forward to seeing it as a complete production. I want to wish you the very best. Thanks for all of your hard work. Good luck.